Like being with a black girl, it's only gonna be her whooping my ass all the time. For shit show.
Danny's official Texas nigga now. He said for shit show.
Y'all got me mad.
Damn, now that's some real ghetto ass shit.
And we just had that one. God, we had that damn one plug. Look at these feet, bitch. You know what I'm saying? My bitch like my toes.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's the Danny Brown Show. You already know, live from YMA Studios. I got my dog. Y'all don't even know. I got my dog. Y'all don't even know. This is so much fucking, I'm so happy, man. Y'all always fucking complaining in the fucking comments and shit. You gonna get a rapper on. Now I finally got one of the realest rapper on. Shouts out to my nigga Maxo Cream up in this motherfucker. Make some motherfucking noise.
You already know. It's cracking, Danny.
And to be from Texas. You know about the H-E-B.
What do you know about H-E-B?
Bro, when I moved here, I didn't know about the H-E-B. But now that I'm here, man.
You love it. H-E-B,
my nigga. That's I go to that bitch. My nigga, that's my nightclub. I go to that bitch for no reason.
It go down to H-E-B.
What?
The price is amazing, huh? The price is amazing.
The baddest bitch you ever seen in your life.
For sure.
In the element.
Right.
That's what I call an element. When you see them in that tank top and when they toes out.
Right.
When it's cold out. Because right now, y'all don't know, right now, Austin, Texas, we been going through some bullshit. Did y'all go through that? Oh, y'all did? I don't know.
Man, it was 78 degrees, and we drove into like 40 degree weather. I'm on the bus. You see how we was on the bus. I'm shivering. I'm like, man, what's up
with
this weather?
No, man, last week, man, the power was out.
Oh, nah, y'all got some.
Nigga, we ain't had no power. It's Booth Boys. Shouts out to the Booth Boys. They in that motherfucking building. Y'all niggas had power?
Nah, my power went out.
Power went out.
For 24 hours.
For how long?
24 hours I didn't have power.
Least, yeah.
So I ain't go through that in
Now y'all see how I feel in the projects. You gotta go 24 hours, no
See,
heat,
that's
no
the
light.
Same thing. I kind of was on that because it wasn't even about the power being cut out. Because I was like, shit, bitch. My bitch, I'm like, shit, right. Bitch. Power been cut out of my crib, nigga. My mom couldn't pay the bill. We was in this bitch reading Donald Goins books. Ain't that some shit? That's how you know my mom was a real nigga. The power went out. No. When the power went out, guess what she did? If next door neighbors had power, we just put an extension cord out the window. And they just plugged their shit up.
Damn, now that's some real ghetto ass shit.
And we just had that one. We had that one plug that the neighbors would give us.
Right.
And we can just do what we can do with that.
Y'all just slide through the window. We just go in through the window.
That one plug. So you might have, but we have to unplug and do shit. I ain't gonna lie, my mom a real gangster. But now that I'm growing up, I'm like, damn, mom, you couldn't pay that water. Look at me hot. You was being on some bullshit, man. You could have paid that bill, man. But my mom, I ain't gonna lie, my mom like to smoke weed. She might have been like, nigga, fuck that light bill. I need a quarter. Because if I don't smoke weed, I'm about to whoop all y'all ass in this bitch.
Yeah, you know how that go.
But yeah, so yeah, but shouts out to my mom. I love you, baby. But yeah, we got Maxo Cream in this motherfucker.
What's going down, man?
And, you know, me just now moving here to Austin, Texas. Me being here in Texas, I definitely feel like I need to get the OG. Because I told you, man, when I first met you, man, like, you were And even just keep it going, man. Like, I'm so proud of you. Give me a hug, man. Like, give me a hug, man. Because niggas, so many niggas is on some bullshit when it comes to this rap shit. Like, you really stuck to the script.
Hell yeah.
How is that? Like, how does it? All right, I'm going to say this. You stuck to the script of being what a real nigga need to be, of being on this rap shit. And like, because it's. Do you feel any bad, like you should do it another way?
What you mean, like?
Like you wish, like, I'm be on a commercial shit, like.
I mean, shit, to be honest, I feel like I try like that commercial shit, bro. I'm just a better, I don't say underground or like that, I'm just a better Maxo. I just like me doing Maxo the way I do Maxo is better than me trying to chase hits and do with a label and shit like that. Like, once I got into that, like, kind of feel like, kind of like around, like, the album, like, the Brandon Banks tape. Happen was cool, but, like, a lot of them features, I feel like it was, like, hit-driven and shit like that. I wish I could have just sat down and made the songs how I make them and do Maxo and did that shit with them. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm just a better, like, independent artist, to be honest.
No, to be honest, I feel like we talked about this because a lot of niggas don't know. One of my biggest tours of Tragedy Exhibition, which a lot of my fans will say is my best album.
For sure.
That I put out. And you were actually the fucking opening act on that tour.
For sure.
Ain't that some ill shit? I had Maxo Cream. Listen, how ill of a nigga am I? Yeah. Maxo Cream was the fucking opening act on a fucking Tragedy Exhibition tour. So am I not a fucking, you know what I'm saying? But
you can see the future, man. Miss Cleo. For sure.
Big Kiko Kostanoff, you know what I'm saying? Shout out. But yeah, he right. I really feel like, but I'm not on the whole ass shit.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like a lot of rap, like you listen to a lot of this rap shit, man. Like, bro, even to the point, nigga, this nigga was getting locked up on tour with me. Y'all niggas don't know that. That nigga, the fans was showing up. All type of shit.
Yeah, that's when I caught the Rico. The crazy thing is, though, I learned a lot from your tour, like how to run a tour, how, like, some tours, you know what I'm saying, like, you got to pay for your production. Like, you know what I'm saying? I learned that people ain't going to want to hear this. A lot of rappers, like, you know what I'm saying, because I hear a lot of cap, but breaking even on a tour is decent, boy, because you could go in debt going on tour, you feel me like that? Breaking even is decent. You break even, got some merch, make sure everything good, and you got the right promo, you know what I'm saying, and you know that you're still pushing. That's, you know what I'm saying, decent. But I also learned, too, like, I know we did, like, Spokane, Washington, Raleigh. I learned that, like, you know what I'm saying, you ain't know this. Danny had nothing to do with this. He had no knowledge of this, but they had pounds in 2016 for $1,000. So I'm going out shopping, and while I'm throwing my bags and stuff on there, I got pounds. And by the time we get to L.A., I got some pounds, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, God damn. So going on tour, you get pounds for cheap. Then when I got to Houston to realize, yeah, this pounds and going on tour shit ain't going to work. Let's just say that.
Nah, they don't, bro. I'm glad, like, even you able to experience that. You know, I'm not no hater.
Nah, facts.
You know that. You know that, bro. This nigga Maxo. That's the thing I think is weird about me, that a lot of people think that I'm something that I'm not. Right. And I feel like you was able to spend a lot of time with me, and I was able to spend a lot of time with you, so I know who you is. Like, when motherfuckers try to talk shit, like, it don't even matter, bro. I know, bro. Like, and I feel like I put a lot of game in your head, too.
Facts.
Like, I was like, bro, don't care about this. Like, even you. I ain't gonna lie, man. I bring it up all the time. Like, man, you told me. I probably was hating on you. Like, Cardi, that nigga. Like, that nigga's nigga.
Nah, facts.
And then it's like, it's still like, so it's like, I can't even, like, sometimes, like, you know, we got our old head brains. Right. But it's like, I feel like you in the middle. And it's such a blessing to be able to be that nigga that's in the middle. Be like, understand the old heads, but then to be able to understand what these new niggas is doing. Because still, I'm still fucked up. I still don't get it. I still can't understand. Like, I still can't. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to maneuver in the next shit of the rap game. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
Because it's hard. Because now it's, I feel like, but, and it's a word I used to hear you say on the bus, content. You ain't got no content.
Right.
What are we doing?
The shit show. I feel like more, it's just like, I don't know, nowadays it's like, the music shit, like really after that tour, like the whole SoundCloud shit, everything, music just changed like for a minute.
We were literally on the cuffs though.
Right. But see, but it kind of changed. It was changing for the good part because you got to think like in 2010, like you know what I'm saying? Rap was all about, you either had to be lyrics or like you had to be on some Wiz Khalifa shit. So around that time when I was trying to rap, it wasn't no Chief Keef. But you had us in Houston showing pints, guns, on all that young nigga shit used to get frowned upon because we wasn't on that Wiz Khalifa shit. Then like in 2013, when all the shit we was doing in Chicago came out, it started making sense.
Oh.
So then that's when they started letting niggas like me through the door. But then it was like, I'm not just no drill. Okay, they were trying to put us all in one category. You either a drill rapper or a trap rapper. I'm like, nah, I'm a rap artist. So I had to, you know what I'm saying, twist something like keep it like, keep it street, but still keep real art with my music. And I found that through telling stories.
But Maxo, I would tell you, you are not these other niggas.
I'm nowhere near.
Nowhere near.
But we had this conversation. I'm saying, you're not. At that time, though, you got to think about it. Between 2010 and 2012.
Me too.
Like, you know what I'm saying? How niggas are trying to, you know.
No, but you the only fat nigga that I would look at and be like, that shit fly.
Nah, for sure.
I'm not. This is no bullshit. No. I swear to God, on the set, I can see fat. I'm not saying fat. I can see Maxo wearing some shit with his fat ass. And he got some, I'm like, oh, shit.
Putting that shit on.
You did. We talked about this, though. And where did that come from? Chuck English.
For shit show.
And shout no one Chuck. Gives them their prop. Shouts out fucking the cool kid.
Man, I pulled up. Man, every time I pull up on Chuck, like, no matter what the hell I got going, I let him know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all, like, the forefront inventors are like this cool shit.
No.
Real cool shit. Like, I remember back in the day, like, me putting on skinny jeans was like, what the hell is this? I'm a Crip. So you got to think, like, they were like, man, what the hell is nigga doing in snapbacks in a time where yo, got the. That's a 5-star chick and everybody bagging all that kind of shit.
The,
like, hey,
you wearing
yeah.
the skinny jeans? What the fuck?
But respect.
I ain't gonna lie, Maxo, man. Fat niggas can't pull it off, man. You the freshest fat nigga I ever known in my life, bro.
I tell it with
Chuck English. Like y'all two niggas yeah. is like. So it's like the fire that you seen it from him, and like, and you can be able to pick it up and like, bro, that shit is so fire to me, man. Like, bro. Like, on some little shit, man.
Like, and then I tell all these fat niggas that, like B.L.B. the Pac-Man, me and him got a song.
Oh,
I come
that's
out on
my
that motherfucker,
nigga, bro.
And, like, the song, I come out like, fat, black, gap, two, still be fucking skinny hoes, weed, perks, serve, work, trapping, I could get it gone. Like, you know, just flexing that. Like, even when I was on tour with Suicide Boys and JPEG Mafia, it's like when I'm transitioning from, like, okay, like, the real song, so, like, the Turn Up Marsh Pit shit, I stop all the music. I make it dramatic and take my shirt off. And the
Please,
fans go
man.
Crazy.
Please don't get muscles, man.
I'm working out right now.
I know.
I
you looking all
gym.
Good. I already
yeah,
see
man,
it, man.
Something, something.
But, man, bro, you are the coolest fat nigga. You the only nigga that give fat niggas motivation.
Nah, facts.
Ain't that some fucked up shit?
Yeah.
It's more fat niggas than skinny niggas.
Yeah, for shit show.
Biggie was like, bro, it's a big deal. That's all I'm saying. But, I'm gonna say this to me, to y'all. Danny Brown is whatever I do. You know how people like to take vacations and like to go places and do shit. I do rap vacations, and you didn't know me at that time when you met me at that time. That was me doing a rap vacation. You remember that shit?
Which one you talking about, on tour or?
No, I came to Houston just by myself.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was
that.
Me,
first
like,
time.
I had a random bitch with me and my homie, J.U.S. You remember J.U.S.?
Yeah.
J.U.S. with me. I was supposed to hang out with Rizzo. That's the funny part about it. And then I met your ass, and then you helped me with everything I needed to be helped with. So I'm like, damn, nigga, you get what I'm saying? That's literally how I met you, bro. At least came out there. I was really supposed to be fucking with Rizzo.
Right.
And then I was fucking with him because that's who I talked to. And then I remember we came to the studio.
Yeah.
And I met
yeah,
you at the
bet.
Studio. And after that, I was fucking with you after that.
For sure.
Do
for
that
sure.
say real niggas fuck with?
Real niggas link up.
Hey, that's some shit. And then next thing I know, I'm like, bro, when I had my tour going, I'm like, nigga, get Maxo, nigga. Fuck this bullshit. I'm not saying that was the best thing for you.
Nah, I'm not going to lie. Your tour. changed my life. It's some shit I want to talk about that tour that I don't know we could talk about.
We ain't gonna talk about it.
I'll talk about my experiences, though.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
But nah, man, I just learned a lot from that tour, like running the tour. You know what I'm saying? Then, like, that tour really showed me I'm the biggest, sexiest, fat nigga, and don't none of these niggas got more bitches than me.
Facts. On the set.
I give you on God, for sure, show.
I give you that.
And I'm just keeping it at that.
I told you. I give you that.
The Danny Brown Show. You already know. We're going to jump into some, you're going to jump some questions. You going to help me with these questions, Maxwell?
I got you.
My nigga, bro, Houston, Texas. Bro, you know what got me hot? That motherfucker, Paul Wall was just up here. You know, I just got my, you know, I had mad grills. And then I was like, man, because, you know, I got my teeth fixed and shit.
Right.
And, you know, that's a whole new mold and all that. I'm like, Paul, like, can I take these grills and, like, get them re-signed? And he's like, Nick, at this point, that's like buying a whole new grill.
That's they going to tell you every time to get you to get a new grill, but he telling the truth.
He lying?
Nah, hell nah, because you got to get that shit, like.
That's a new remote.
Hell yeah.
That's a new mold.
New mold.
So what? So I just bought these diamonds. He like, nigga, that don't matter shit. Part two, he's like, it ain't about the diamonds, it's about the setting.
Right.
That's about the handwork that we doing. So that's what you paying for more so than the diamonds. Suck my dick. I thought crazy. I was paying for diamonds.
Right.
I don't care about y'all handwork. I want my diamonds.
Facts.
So I got like $40,000 worth of grills.
Damn.
Sitting around doing nothing. What I'm supposed to do with them?
Frame them. I told you earlier, frame them.
I'm about to make a wedding ring for my bitch.
We could do that.
But even him, that's like a big deal.
Right.
He like, nigga, that's even for us to take the stones out and do this. Man, I'm over it. I'm never buying jewelry again. Look, Casio watch. And y'all know me. I got the big yacht master at the crib.
Nah, for sure.
I got fucking, bro.
You had the jewelry cleaner on the bus, all that. Like, you was really putting nigga on game, like.
Oh, now you got a jewelry cleaner now?
I got jewelry cleaner now. I got jewelry now, too.
You got jewelry duty?
I said jewelry. Hell no. Hell no. I ain't see no. I run from court.
Hey, buddy. I say what? All right. Come on. We're going to get some Axe Dannys. Axe Danny. Forget about this. All right. This fucked up. You don't want this. You, Maxo, you got to hit me up.
I got you.
New Way Rappers. Yo, big fan, my guy. Little podcast. I'm originally from Flint. Oh, shouts out to Flint, man. I'm the Coochie Man. Do you know the Coochie Man? All right. But I reside in D.C., an avid music fan, especially all the music in. So my question is, who are the new wave rappers you really vibing with? I got a lot of love for Vezo and Pac-Man. All right. You just trying to ask me who I like out the new rappers that's coming up in Detroit wave. Maxo, I feel like part two, which is some ill shit. I might have been me as an old nigga. I've been hating on niggas. Maxo been telling me about these Detroit rappers off rip.
Oh,
so
God.
Who the nigga coming?
Babyface Ray, he number one.
Babyface Ray, I feel like that's commercial.
Yeah,
man.
It is, but man, niggas, all right, you talk about coming out of Detroit.
Yeah.
I still feel like, yeah, it's commercial, niggas normal shit, but he putting on. I'm just gonna just say the ones I'm fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Out the D. Babyface Ray, hard. God damn it. Skilla Baby hard. He coming up. Shit. Baby Smooth. Shout out Baby Smooth. I was just with him in the H. God damn, y'all got a lot of fucking talent. The GMO Stacks dude, he hard. Who else hard out of, you know, Vizo, Peasy, everybody, like, everybody really putting on for Detroit. Like, y'all having such a crazy wave.
What was
like,
cuz name? What was cuz name that got locked up?
Oh, 42 Doug.
No, before him, he got locked up. Lil Tim, which is my, My little sister, that's her baby daddy brother. Rest in peace, little Tizzo. That was he was in the Vezo crew and all that shit. Gratiot Boys, all that shit. Part okay, two, sure. All these niggas started rapping because of me.
Yeah,
I'm not about to be weird like that. That's why I tell people, man, rap music kill niggas all the time. you can't really do it, man. Don't get involved with it. Because the shit is just as dangerous as selling drugs on the set.
Nah, facts.
All right. Next one we got. Your opinion on you. What do you think your best verse is? P.S. All right. My best verse. Maxo, you got a best verse?
A best Danny Brown verse?
No, you. Your best verse.
My best verse.
You can't not think of a best Danny Brown because you haven't listened to that much Danny Brown.
From the Danny Brown I heard, like the crazy one, we talk about snatching nigga Cardi's off a nigga face. I'm like, yeah, that's some Detroit ass shit.
How long you heard about that before you knew? That was super old. I haven't said Cardi's in a rap in like.
Hell yeah. I heard about that probably like 2 years or a year before I went on tour with you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, Cardi's in general, like, and I definitely never said Cardi's in a rap in probably 10 years.
In 10 years? Damn. And that's just been cracking the last 4 or 5 years. I know. That shit everywhere now.
Bro, I was so hurt. I saw one of the homies from L.A. A nigga had some glasses on. I'm like, oh, you think I got Cardi's? Let me see them Cardi's. This nigga ain't had Cardi's.
Damn, what he had?
I don't know, but I wanted some to bullshit. Kill this nigga.
All my niggas got bust down Cardi.
I wanted to, bro.
All that shit. I don't like him, but I don't got him.
Understand. I wanted to put the tips on this nigga over there. Like, this nigga running around with fake Cardis on? Like, it was like I felt disrespected.
That's like being in Houston sipping fake lean.
I felt. That's why I need to understand this glasses shit, man. This Cardi shit, leave it alone, man. Because I know so many people, like, this shit is like, look, my nigga Max, look, you see this? Look.
Right. Ain't nothing hollow about that.
Listen, that's how I feel about Cardi's.
Right.
So when I see a nigga with fake Cardi, niggas, I know so many niggas that lost their life over this shit. And niggas, I feel niggas, now it's like a trend. Like, niggas want to wear these glasses and be, nigga, no. When I wore Cardi's, when niggas saw me wearing Cardi's, that was me stunting on the city.
Right.
Like, nigga, ain't nobody going to do nothing to me. I would have never wore those Cardi's if I wasn't Danny Brown. Okay, on the set. When you saw me the green hair and I had the white, look, pull up the picture. But
you got the white bus with the green hair?
That's when I had the green hair.
Damn.
Stunting on niggas. Nah, no one knew what I was doing, but the city knew, like, oh, this nigga Danny. Nigga, look, right there.
Look, pull it up. Yeah, stop playing with him.
No one knew what I was doing. Nah, I didn't know. This nigga was dangerous.
But this one thing I'm going to say. Y'all can't get mad at that because Houston, we done had a lot of our shit raped and put all through the culture and everybody used it. And then now y'all know how I feel.
Oh, you talking about Houston?
Hell, I'm talking about like how niggas
Texas
doing.
In general.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm saying how niggas doing with like the Cardis from Detroit. It's how they did with the screw, the lean, the slab, the coming down. Like, so now you see how I feel.
But that was the only thing to bring a black man down. We just talking about a fashion accessory.
We talk about the culture of a city, too,
yeah,
though.
But we talk about a fashion accessory versus shit that gonna fuck a nigga up.
Yeah, true.
I'm just being nice.
Okay, for sure. But still, though, man, that's how we feel about it, though.
We still know that that's how we feel. Glasses for lean. Which one you... If you can pick a pair of glasses over lean, which one you picking?
You saying niggas lost their life over them glasses, though.
Nigga.
So, you know, niggas done lost their life over lean too now.
That was by choice. You just might want to
have.
Shit,
that's by choice too. You must
no, you just want to have a cool pair of glasses.
But shit, you know what they bring though. That's like if I walk out here with no security.
That's not true.
And then somebody killed me for my check. Lord, knock on wood, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying.
So that's you want to be a street nigga, you know what comes with that. But some niggas just wanted Cardi's.
But shit, you know what comes with it? It's expensive.
Not necessarily.
Just like, okay, you got people in LA getting robbed on Rodeo and they Richard Millies. Like, you know what I'm saying? We talking about...
Is that cool? We're not saying that's cool.
We're not saying none of that shit cool, but I'm just saying, you know what jewelry and certain things bring. Because
this is what made me hot. Niggas always talk about, like, bum-ass nigga. You a broke-ass... The robbers is the brokest niggas.
For sure.
You the lamest nigga. Why don't nobody ever... Then these niggas pop up on Instagram with another nigga watch on. They fucking bitches. Nigga, them the lamest niggas.
Nah.
Why we don't look down on them niggas like everything else?
For shit show.
Niggas done hustled up on this shit? And you gonna take my shit?
Now looking back in hindsight, yeah, for sure. But I done been inside the position. Don't nobody judge me.
You done been
me.
A robber. That's
hell yeah, my nigga. They know that. They might get me. Bro, I be on the internet looking at, they be having like the top 10, like infamous most robbers and shit. I'm like, why the hell I'm on this? Don't talk about
see
this
me?
Shit.
Look, my new. You see me out at Yamat? This my new watch. It's all
nah,
I'm rocking.
Nah, but shit show.
Casio, 1990. Look.
But original. Nah, I get what you're saying, how like the bus is one thing and how that shit the other shit, but it's the same thing at the end of the day.
This is what, I'm going to tell you like this. For me, being a rapper, and I don't know if I'm being too personal right now or whatever. And my whole life is, I thought I was good at being a rapper. Just like you. I know you, Maxo. And I know for a fact, that shit was born in you.
What, rap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You was born. Like, you was going to be ill at it regardless. If you was born in any city in the world, you was going to be good at rap. Like, it's just certain others. But then, you got these, like, me. Nigga, I never been in debt in my life. Right. I'm in debt because I wanted to be a rapper. Man. Now my record label give me $250,000 to record an album. Whatever the fuck. I make this album. And it don't make the money back. Just like selling dope. So now I owe this record company. Now I'm in debt with a record. So anything I make. Then I make a. Then you, before you know it. In years going down the line, I got to make another album, right?
Right.
I make another album. Put me more in debt. So now I'm just putting myself more and more in debt, all because I wanted to be a rapper. Is that not the most fucked up shit for a black man? Like,
yeah, it's fucked up.
And now, let's just say, so now this is my last album that I'm on this record company, which I still owe millions of dollars to. And, I'm not going to fucking, not like this is about to be a top 10 Billboard. I'm not about to make the money back for them. You get what I'm saying? So I'm going to owe this money probably for the rest of my life. So what we tell up and coming rapper?
Man, this is what we tell them. Know the business before you want to be a rapper. Understand the business. You know what I'm saying? Be independent for a little bit. Like, I was independent when I met you. That's how I knew. Like, you know
part
what I'm saying?
Two, motherfucker was telling me that I needed to stay independent the whole time.
Right.
But my old brain was like, man. I didn't feel like I was going to be respected until I was signed with a label. I feel like that gave me some type of credibility of being a good rapper.
Yeah, but see, but we was at a day and age where shit was changing, though. At that particular
it
time.
Wasn't for me, because I was an old nigga. It wasn't changing for me, so I couldn't recognize the change. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm still going up the...
Right. Man, hell yeah. I just say shit. Nowadays, like, if you independent, you got a core fan base, numbers and shit don't matter. It's all about your progression and what you doing. You know what I'm saying? As long as your fan base fucking with you, you keep doing your thing, you good. When you with a label, you got all these expectations and all this other bullshit. You know, they want their radio hits, or it just depends on who you sign to or what you sign for. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, shit, I was with Sony RCA. I'm not saying fuck a label, I hate it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It had the ups and downs. It was more ups than downs, but I'm just glad to be independent now. You know what I'm saying?
That's where I'm, part two. The whole shit about me is I'm about to, this last album I'm doing, I'm going to turn this in. I think the only thing is that makes me more excited is to be able just to do music and just to release it whenever I want to.
For sure.
Because right now, this album I made, this album is like fucking 3 years. Imagine turning an album in 3 years ago. You can't even think about that. And your record label's like, and they're gonna drop it any day now. But this album is 3 years old. I've made so much music since this fucking album. But I guess I might be that good at music. I don't know.
Man, you do your thing. You do your thing.
Don't know, but this album is, I'm worried. I will say I'm worried, but I listen to it all the time and I'm like, you know, because it gets better as time goes on type shit. But all right, fuck. We're not about to be on some, as a motherfucker born and raised in Texas. I know you see your share of white people shit.
Nah, for sure.
White people shit.
White people shit, nigga. My first, I think Mutton, Texas. I went to, what the fuck is that shit? The lake shit? I had to buy fucking lake shoes and shit. You go to like a,
Like Lake Travis?
Tubing?
Tubing.
What the fuck is tubing?
See, this nigga been in Texas all his life. He don't know what tubing is.
Man, what is tubing? Like, how long you talking? Like, you get in a boat and go tubing, or
no,
tubing is a place?
You get your own tube to yourself, like a tube, and we just go on the lake.
That sounds freaky as hell, man. A tube.
You never been tubing?
Oh, that's what tubing is.
Yeah.
Why y'all call it that? It's a float.
Oh, float.
Crazy ass folks, man. Talk about tubing. Don't even sound right.
So that's floating? That's what you call floating?
Yeah, you get on the float, and then like they do, they drag you from like the little motorboat, huh?
Yeah.
That's some Austin ass shit. That's some shit that they do in Austin. They don't go to Lake Austin. What's the other one?
Lake Travis.
Yeah, hey, I swear to God, they got a Loch Ness Monster in there, bro. I was on the jet skis, and I fell off, and I hit something. But I know it's deep. I'm like, and it felt like a body or something. I'm like, hell no. So, yeah, I ain't getting back in Lake Travis or whatever. But
so that is some Texas shit.
Yeah, some Austin, Texas shit.
Austin, Texas.
So, Texas, like, you got it, like, Texas, like, okay, you got Houston and then you got Dallas. Those are the premier
cities.
I'm
scared of Dallas. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, be afraid.
Yeah, I get it. Though.
So, Houston, like, you know what I'm saying, it's like the LA. Dallas is like the Bay. And I say that for this thing. All right, cool.
Dallas like the Bay?
Dallas like the Bay.
Because the dance moves?
The dance, because look.
They
dance
got
moves.
Own culture. They got
for
their
sure.
own culture.
Big dancers, but they beat your ass too. Like, don't get them big dancing niggas confused. They be in the club all hitting them dance you bump into or something. They were a check. That's Dallas.
So Dallas the most dangerous, to be honest.
I ain't gonna say the hell now because you
Houston the most dangerous for tourists because everybody want to go there and hang out. Ain't nobody going.
Nah,
to Dallas
I mean like
hang
the
out.
Houston hood. Like you got the South Side. Like, I get in there with this shit, but you got the Southwest Side, the South Side, and you got like a lot of like click beef and shit like that. But Dallas is just as fucked up. But as far as culture, like...
I'm more scared of Dallas than I am of Houston. I feel like sure. I can go be a tourist in Houston, but...
Nah, for shit, show.
I ain't about to be a tourist in Dallas. It ain't too much you can do in Dallas.
But people love Dallas, though. A lot of people like going out there.
If you're rich, and you know other white people...
Right. And you're a Cowboys fan.
But for niggas, I'm going to Houston.
For shit, show. That because Houston like the Black Hollywood, like you know. Then look at our cars.
But
Dallas ride. Hold on. Let me get this.
I know. I always talk over niggas, man. My fuck. Go ahead, Maxo.
Dallas ride dunks. What do the Bay ride? Big dunks. Ass rim dunks. Cali ride Daytonas. What do Houston ride? 84s. Think about what I'm saying. So you know what I'm saying. Even that, you know. Then boom. Then you got Austin. Austin is wonderful because it's like hippie land. You come out here, you get lost, you want to get away from Texas, I mean, get away from Houston, Dallas, you want to chill out, you want to run from the laws, you come to Austin. You know what I'm saying? You can chill out here.
I don't feel like Austin had anything to do with Texas.
This is the one
place in Texas that is like...
But see, the only thing they got, the only crime rate they got is drunk bar fights on 6th Street.
Yeah.
But if you get caught, I done seen some crazy... As a matter of fact, I had a crazy fight.
You end up in the system out here.
Man, I was at South by Southwest, From 2013 to 2015, we had the most craziest fights in Austin doing side by side with big ass brawls. Made World Star, all that shit.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know about that. I know.
He know for sure.
I know. The backyard party?
Right.
Look, you laughing. Niggas getting bounced off patios and some more shit.
All kind of shit. Then you got San Antonio. Oh, some gangster-ass Mexicans over there.
That's my girl. My girl from San Antonio.
They got some gangster-ass Mexicans in San Antonio. Shout out San Antonio. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Then you got El Paso. Then you got Killeen. Like, Texas big as fuck. But, Texas
nigga,
got its
Texas is the United States.
Nah, for shit show.
The whole south of the United States is Texas. That's why, you don't remember? As soon as I moved here, did I not hit you up and tell you I live here now?
You definitely hit me and told
Look,
me.
Look, everybody, that nigga, he like... At Maxo's rate, like, nigga, I don't mean Austin like that, but whenever I touch down, nigga, I'm going to hit you up, man. But as soon as I touch down here, man, because you know me, man, as a Midwest, nigga, Michigan, Detroit, nigga, us leaving there,
right.
This is a big deal. I left there, man, I don't know, man, the pandemic, like, y'all niggas got to understand, man. I know a lot of rappers going to be fake to y'all and going to be like, man, the pandemic ain't fucked them up and this and that. Nigga, my album came out in November. Everything was shut down in March. I didn't even get a chance to promote my album. I didn't do nothing. You get what I'm saying? So my whole shit, nigga, I was back to the hood. Literally was back to the hood, like on some street shit. I'd never been in Detroit that long in my life.
Damn. It was all during the pandemic, right?
Yes. So I'm back on the block with nothing to do. Nigga, I just went through a divorce.
Damn.
I'm back in the hood. Nigga. thank God I'm here with y'all. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, facts.
On some real shit, because it could have went bad. Only reason why I think that it didn't go bad is because I realized shit was going bad. And I was like, because it could have been a weak-ass nigga that had never been. If I was a lame-ass nigga that had never been through no street shit and never, I would have been like, oh, this shit fun. I'm like, nigga, no. I did all this to leave all this shit. Like, nah, what is going on? And it was lit. I'm not going to lie. I was having a good time. Like, it was money flowing. It's bitches everywhere. It was lit. But I'm like, nigga, this shit is all right.
Yeah, fuck the pandemic, man.
No, a lot of people won't say that, but pandemic fucked me up.
It fucked the air. It fucked me up, too. It fucked me up just because, like, you know, I mean, I started pushing my merch brand. I started making hella money off merch. I had just did the collab with Don C. So we just dropped that. So that was cool. Shout out Don C, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we had just did that. But I had just bought a Lamborghini, too. So it was like, you're trying to. So, man, we had this competition in Houston, who the richest nigga in the city. And, like, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of niggas joining, but it was mostly me and Sauce Walker. So we just So we just buying a whole lot of shit. And that nigga still playing the richest nigga in the city. I quit. That nigga still, but you know what I'm saying?
Because you can't win no more. Shit. At this point, like, I'm telling you right now that me in my life, like, I feel like I used to buy a lot of shit, like, do shit. To like just to be in, you know what your mama call it, with the Joneses.
Right.
Them niggas don't even be caring. Nah, facts. You stunting for yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
Like, even now, like, it's to the point, like, man, I've spent so much money. Like, only thing I'm gonna spend expensive money on is like clothes. And like, maybe I might buy a watch. All right, maybe a car, whatever.
A watch investment, though. Especially like the kind of watches you be into, like the Plain Jane, the Rollies, the good ones, you know what I'm saying?
That's lose them all the time, though.
Oh, now you got to put a tracker or something. How you lose a watch?
Be drunk.
You getting too damn drunk. God damn. Oh, hell no. It will go down.
Nigga, $20,000 Rollie. I don't know where it's at right now.
And what, the last place you seen it? On your wrist?
Yeah.
You was by yourself?
When I realized
it
was gone.
You know what I'm getting to.
No, when I realized it was gone, I was around a lot of people.
Man.
So it was like, you know, one of those type of things. But I've gave away a lot of Rollies.
Okay, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like.
You a generous nigga.
I've gave away a lot of Rollies. So I don't know. I feel like God's going to bless me one day. So I don't even care about. Look, right now I'm wearing a fucking Casio.
That was dope, though. Like, around, like, the whole, like, little G-Shock time. Like, hell yeah. Them was cool. I remember them.
No, this is, but even this.
Remember, they had the gold was at Urban Outfitters.
I get that. This ain't that.
My fault.
This is a 1982 version. Like, this is not, this is still a vintage.
I'll pop your shit, dude. You know, I don't know.
You can't just go get this. I'm just saying, you can't just go outside and go get this. But yeah, I mean, if you want to, no, if you got to do your homework, but it ain't that much of a, it ain't an expensive price. All right. We'll get to the next white people shit. You didn't know about tubing.
I know about, man, so we didn't call it
doing
tubing.
No white, what the, what y'all call that?
We call it a float. You a boat in the float.
Did you get the shoes for it?
You got to put on shoes, just go barefoot, hop in the water, get
no,
on.
No, the little shoes, the toes, the little toe shoes.
You talking about the individuals?
Yeah.
I would never.
They got the Balenciagas or those?
Man, Balenciaga, Calenciaga.
You didn't see those?
Who, I don't give a, man, Balenciaga done made a lot of shit that I like and don't like.
I'm getting those. I'm with the toe shoes. I ain't going to lie. Bro, they run in the water like a nigga.
I ain't never, maybe I need to go, well, shit, it's too cold to go tubing now.
Nigga, I'm going to tell you right now, me, I never was a nigga that was like, man, I'm going to wear sandals. I'm going to be doing it. I never thought up, nigga. Now, the toes hurt. When you get my age, when you get 40,
right,
shit be different. And part two, you get a bitch.
Right.
You're like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Look at these feet, bitch. You know what I'm saying? My bitch like my toes. I don't give a fuck. Bitch suck my toes some more shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, nah, my baby mama suck my toes. I might look at her saying? Crazy.
I don't even give a fuck now. The toes is out. Fuck you other bitches. You get what I'm saying? That's where I'm at now. All right, we got white people shit, Civil War reenactments. I already know where this is coming. Hey, Danny. You want to know some real white people shit? Civil War reenactments. Last year on vacation in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Shouts out Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You don't know that's where the fucking Bonnaroos be at. Or where you got to stay at in your hotel to go to Bonnaroo. But I was forced by some friends to attend a war reenactment that was on an old plantation. This is all racist. Let me tell you, the twinkle these white folks had in their eyes when they seen the heritage displaying on the stone. My black ass and other folks was more or less worried that they was going to forget and try to take me. The only other brother aside from myself was another actor portraying a slave during the event. And when we locked up, it was like some Get Out shit. I can tell you. I can tell you I should have been there, but I quickly made my exit. Have you ever experienced this? Let me know. Big fan of the show since you've been getting it. Hope David Lucas finds the TV that you own. David Lucas ain't never getting that motherfucking TV. I tell him every time. He think he gonna get it. Nigga, I got a TV at the crib for you every time. But shouts out David Lucas. But yeah, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. If you don't know, when you go do Bonnaroo, they always throw you in some weird hotel in Murfreesboro. You play Bonnaroo?
Nah, I don't think I did Bonnaroo.
It's coming up for you. But I don't know what he was asking.
You talking about that?
Yeah.
I don't know what he talking about. So when they was like portraying like some old like slave reenactment type.
Yeah, he said he went to a slave reenact situation. He don't know how he should feel about the situation. It's me living with a white lady and her white family. Right. Do all the white people shit that I can do. I go through racism all the time without them realizing it.
Right.
So I think just being a person of color, black man, whatever fuck, you should be used to that shit. You complaining, I think you just want to, I mean, you're in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, though. It's a different. My girl don't even know. She be racist sometimes without knowing she being racist. That's like when you be with white people.
Right.
And I had homies. Let me know, man, I'm never be with a white girl. But now I'm at that point in my life, I don't think I'll ever be with a black girl again.
Yeah.
Because it'll be too boring for me.
Okay, for sure.
Because that's how funny I am. Like, right. I need entertainment in my life. Like, being with a black girl, it's only going to be her whooping my ass all the time. That's the only entertainment I'm going to get out of there. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. She catch me cheating. She fucked me up. Hit me with some shit. You know what I'm saying? With a white girl, it's like, it's almost like living in like, because we all want to be criminals, even when we're not criminals, though.
Right.
But it's still like I'm living like Law and Order. Like, this bitch is always like, it's like criminal shit. Like, she's always trying to figure out, like, I can't leave no nothing. Like, bitch might be looking at fingerprints. Damn. I got to touch shit. I got to wipe the shit off. I go to the microwave. I just make some Hot Pockets.
Right.
I'm wiping the microwave off. Buttons. Because that bitch going to pull it up. Any given thing that I got to do. All right. We're going to get to some other shit. So, Maxo, you've been playing video games. Have you seen this new Undisputed just drop?
Undisputed? Nah, hell nah.
It's coming soon. Are you into boxing games?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, like, not got kings and shit like that.
It was our Brother Ducks. I remember that's when we was fucking with each other. Had a show in New York. He's like the Charlos. You fuck the Charlo brothers.
Oh yeah, Charlo twins, man. Hey, yeah, they're my boys.
Yeah, he's like, he's gonna hit you up. Like, man, he wanna come through the show. I put him on the list. But then when I put him on the list, the whole security just turned to a whole situation.
I don't know what happened.
They ain't want Cuz to pull up.
Why?
I don't know what was going on with him. But it was my show. But whatever. But fuck. But I mean, he was so cool, he didn't pull up. He never came.
Right.
But it made the whole shit. But so, yeah, this new boxing game has came out called Undisputed.
Video game reviews.
And
I might go check it out.
You play Fight Night, right?
I love Fight Night.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm beefing with it about. Because okay. Fight Night had more fluidity.
Right.
Can I say that? Like, you feel like you can move in this shit.
Throw a punch from the analog stick.
Yeah, you can do that with this too, but it feels a little more stiff.
Right.
Like, but maybe that's real life too, though. Like, if you was, because they're trying to make it as simulated as they can, but
Who made the game? Is it EA Sports though? Like,
no, none of those games. It's a new independent company.
Oh shit, bro. Man, my beef with it gonna be if it's not like even Fight Night or Knockout Kings. Like, if it don't live up to that, I got demoitis. So it's I already like that. You feel me?
It's coming to other consoles and probably like I think it's this week.
All right, for
sure. We've been playing it on PC for a week.
That's the game right there. Your head. I might have
Get Undisputed.
It.
They've been adding new characters. I'm actually playing my niggas. I've been playing with Bud.
Right.
You know about Bud. Mm-hmm. I've been playing with Bud. They supposed to add Terrence Crawford. I'm waiting on them to add
Terrence Crawford code. I know they got my boy Earl on there.
No, that's what I'm waiting on.
Oh man, let's see. There they go playing with Texas again.
No, it's updates.
Oh, they updated.
They adding new niggas as they come.
Okay,
so, yeah.
For sure.
All right. What's that? Come on. Oh, we got voicemails. And Maxo here. You want to see some freestyles?
Some freestyles?
No, you don't want to see that rap shit. Play some voicemails.
Hey, Danny, this is Burrow the Mage. You call me a nerd when I submitted a freestyle. It's whatever. I just wanted to ask you, bro, what's your go-to alcohol? Right now, I'm off the rum and coke. I think it's a good mix. Just want to know what does Danny Brown be drinking on your average day?
And my alcoholic self, anything that has alcohol in it, I can drink. But if I had to pick, it would be a tequila.
For sure.
I drink tequila, Don Julio's, mm-hmm. Casamigos, you know, that shit. But if you want to be cool, I'm not doing that. I'm just saying alcohol is just as worse as any other drug. I would say that. Me as a person that has been addicted to every drug you can possibly think of, Molly, coke, lean, whatever the fuck, I would tell you, alcohol was the hardest one to beat.
For sure. For sure. And I actually argue with niggas about that. Like, which one you think works, alcohol or lean?
Alcohol.
And I tell niggas that all the time.
You know why? Because it's easier to get alcohol than it's lean.
Facts.
Once you find out,
there's more niggas on the street that's fucked up behind alcohol than on lean.
Once them lean prices hit you,
yeah, you gotta
you
be
can't
rich
afford
nigga.
It.
Yeah,
how you gonna get it?
Right.
You can what? I'm gonna suck a nigga dick for. Nah. I'm about to suck a nigga dick for a line. I don't think niggas sucking dicks for lines, man. Don't
niggas
get that
go,
bad.
See, niggas go from niggas that can't afford the like red and the purple. They go to green drink.
I don't even think it get that bad where you're going to suck dicks for lines.
Nah, I don't know. That's some crack shit. Niggas ain't doing that shit.
But I'm saying, the thing is that why you can't get like that with alcohol because you can go buy alcohol for $3.
For sure.
That's my beef. I think alcohol is too cheap. I think if you want to kill alcoholism in America, alcohol should be looked at as any other drug and it should be expensive as fuck.
Hell yeah.
It shouldn't be. You shouldn't be able to buy a bottle under $50. And watch how alcoholism would change America.
I would never go to the club again.
I'm talking about at the bottle at any store. Much. Liquor right. Should be $50 and up for the cheapest liquor. So if you want a ball, be like $500 for a bottle. But the cheapest liquor should be $50. It shouldn't be I can go to the liquor store and buy a fucking shot for $2.
Right.
No. $50.
My
you
want to
drink alcohol? $50.
Facts.
And that's it.
My whole thing with alcohol is like, I ain't really started drinking alcohol until I was like 26.
I ain't started drinking
25.
Alcohol until I was touring.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But like, cause I was a lean head, but when I started sipping alcohol, I started having fun. Alcohol, you can have fun on.
It's the funnest.
Hell yeah. For shit show.
You know you got fun on too. Poppers.
Poppers. What's the popper?
Let's keep it going.
This nigga here crazy. Molly was fun too, though.
All right. I figured out my life. Look, you looking at the book. That's what they be doing, man. That's what
I'm trying to read it.
I got fucked up right.
Me too, but that shit fucked up.
I think we can figure out who the best rapper is with a hip hop spelling bee. Who you think could spell?
Nas.
You think Nas would be the best? Nas retarded.
His lyrics are yo, for sure.
Nas is probably not at all.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm not a good speller, but I ain't retarded.
A$AP Rock. I would say A$AP Rock probably be the best speller. But that's the thing. Like, I think that would be a great, like, they have, if y'all want to be, because, you know, it's these old-ass rappers, man. It's too many old rappers that have nothing to do. So we want to make a TV show.
He said, so we want to.
Hip-hop spelling bee. That'll you be can have two on. Hip-hop contestants every day. Figure out who can spell the best.
Y'all can't put no young niggas on there because they definitely going to lose.
The young niggas is retarded.
They gonna be high as fuck.
I want to say something to the young niggas, man, because they always getting upset. And they always thinking, like, the older niggas is hating on them. It's not that the older niggas are hating on y'all. It's just, we just got to recognize quality. And this is what I want to say with y'all. With the whole scene with Cardi and y'all got, like, I'm a hip-hop head, so you know right. I know. Whole Lot of Red, classic.
Show
Love Is Rage, classic, but this might not be it might be a classic. Y'all got some classics, and you know, it's coming in that scene. Y'all got it going in that scene. But the thing is that I want to say about it is that, I get it. Y'all feel like old niggas is hating on y'all, and it ain't about no one's hating on y'all. We just want to recognize that it's quality going on,
right?
Just because it's new doesn't mean it's better. Because if that was the case, y'all niggas would be wearing LeBrons. I see all y'all niggas wear Jordans.
For sure, for sure. You got a point.
Why y'all wearing Jordans? If it was all about the new is the fly. And guess what? The LeBrons, they done created new technology.
Right.
You ain't going to sprain your ankles
in
them.
They just ain't hitting like them Jordans, though, man.
And guess what? The new rap don't hit like the old rap. The same way. Nobody's going to make a better rap album out of y'all niggas than Cuban Links.
Tell about Cuban Links, they be with Fat Joe.
I'm talking about Raekwon, Ghostface.
Oh, that nigga.
Built for Cuban Links.
For sure, for sure. I mean, but see.
Make a better rap album. Y'all got to make better rap albums than the rap albums that existed to talk y'all shit. Y'all ain't did it. Look, my headphones falling off. I told y'all.
He taking it though.
Whole Lot of Red. Uzi. Love Is Rage. Yeet. Two Alive. After that,
Brandon Banks, Maxo Cream.
You're not in them.
I'm in the middle.
You're just cool enough where they fuck with you. You're the nigga in the middle. You don't have nothing to do with it. We you with us. We don't let them. You don't. You know. You're not with. We're not. They can't hold you, bro. You just did something with them. You with us.
All right, I'm in the middle.
You not. No. Fuck a middle. You with us. You they big homie.
For shit show.
For shit show.
Danny's official Texas nigga now. He said, for shit show.
And y'all got me mad. The niggas be getting me hot, bro. Because I'm trying to tell them, they be trying to argue about it. Like, man, our music. Nigga, y'all not even put. Nigga, y'all niggas going that bitch in freestyle random shit. Niggas used to write for weeks before they had to go in the studio because they had to pay for studio time.
Yeah, for sure.
And they couldn't even fuck up that long because they had to get this verse right because they only had an hour to get it done. Y'all need to be rapping in y'all bedrooms to the phone. And y'all act like y'all want to treat us like, bro, put us in that same playing field. Nigga will shit on y'all niggas.
Man, the older school definitely got the lyrics. Cause every time I make an album, I always go back to It Was Written. I go back to all the Jay-Z classics. I got to. You know what I'm saying? I give it that for sure.
Bro, that should be making me mad.
But look, I say this though. As a nigga that used to write, when I start just freestyling or just popping Adderall and going, my music went way better because I'm telling real life stories and it's more emotion.
Yes,
but them niggas, I ain't gonna lie though, this is what I'm gonna say to the new generation. Y'all shit hard at bump, but as far as getting lyrical and getting something actually out the music, nah, not for that genre. You're gonna have to go to a street rapper. The new age street rappers, because they still going through shit. So now he got me looking like, damn, you still got niggas out here like Pooh Shiesty. Or like, you know what I'm saying? These little niggas with these stories like Kodak. Like, damn, niggas still going through shit.
Yeah, now they talking about, now Kodak is getting, they saying Kodak better than K-Dot now.
Niggas be smoking crack. Niggas be smoking crack. I ain't going to get like, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Kodak like a motherfucker. K-Dot, you crazy. I go at shit. I go back to K-Doc and some of schoolboy shit, just like I do. Nas, Hove, Commander, Scarface.
But that's what them niggas was raised on, though.
For shit show.
You know what I'm saying? But I just don't want this younger generation, because now that's what we're dealing with. Where they shit so hard on the old generation, where all they're going to have is this generation to look back on. And then this generation has looked at some hippity-hip.
Well, bro, this was everything repeat itself. I feel like after this, I feel like by the time my daughter, you know what I'm saying, she grown and the kids rapping, he's going to be back on some super lyrical shit. It might be on that Earl Sweatshirt type shit. They might Earl get that kind top. Of... Earl is one of the top, man. Come on.
Earl is top to me.
For shit show.
The best rappers, bro. I mean, I'm...
Who your best, like, new age? Give me your top 5 new age rappers.
New age? That don't have nothing to do with...
Hell yeah.
My shit. I mean, Cardi is going to be number one.
For shit show.
Cardi, then I guess would be Yeet. Ski Mask.
Ski Mask, my boy.
You?
For sure.
But I can't put you in... Can I put you in the new age class?
I mean, shit, I'm in kind
of. I feel like you put him on kind of. You gave him street credibility.
Hell yeah.
If Cardi ain't have Fatty, we wouldn't look at him the same.
Facts. And then with that, yup, for sure. And then with that being said, Fatty was the first song I freestyled and did not write, and I stopped writing.
But I feel like Fatty, which gave Cardi street credibility.
He did. He was an
I ain't gonna lie, you know who I like? Lil Tyler.
I don't know if I want Jada Way to all Ruby Rose. That's the line of the year. That's the line, my nigga.
That little nigga can rap, bro.
Yeah, he hard.
Lil Tyler, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Shouts out Lil Tyler, man. So I say what I said. Cardi. I guess Uzi.
Uzi for sure. So Uzi can really spit, though.
Who can really spit?
Nah, I said Uzi can really spit, though.
Who can really spit is G Herbo.
G Herbo? Nah, for shit show. For shit
I
show.
Ain't put him in that because I feel like G Herbo's in old school.
Yeah, man. Herbo, that nigga's a real lyricist.
Like G Herbo, you know Kodak. Like, I feel like now you're going to be able to separate that shit. Like you.
Right.
Like Herbo, you, Maxo. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean, though?
Nah,
but them like, niggas, then it's them niggas.
Right.
So now we're getting to the point where we're going to be able to differentiate that shit. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let you know it's over.
Like with Herbo, I had to throw for sure. We talk about Herbo, I might have to throw Joey Badass in there too. Even though he been chilling, he on his acting shit.
Yeah.
Broke a spit like that
no,
too.
No, Joey. For sure, Joey.
But Herb, for sure.
No, Herbo.
R.P. King Bun, I like his stories. Bro had some cool stories, a Chicago storyteller.
I feel like Herbo is like my nigga, like Beanie Siegel type shit. Like
he really ahead of his time though. Bro really rap on like he got an old soul, like he been here before.
No. Yeah,
that's why I fuck with Herb. Like, you know what I'm saying? So hard, like. For sure.
All right. Come on. You said we got some voicemails? Let's hop in some of them. We'll be out of here. But yeah, thank you, Maxo, man, for coming through, man.
Anytime.
I
seen this, I'm like, man, bro, I got to come on the show, man.
No, anytime, bro. Nigga, part two, nigga, pull me up to Houston, man. I want to fuck with y'all niggas.
Yeah, for shit show.
Hey, what's good, Danny? It's me again. Brandon from California, 23 now. And I took your advice. And I managed to bag a bad bitch. I really like her, and I really want to hang out with her more. And then now she started getting freaky with it. But I'm still a virgin. I was wondering if you can give me some advice for a first-timer, you know? Try to help me out. See if you have any pointers or tips. Thank you so much, Danny. I appreciate you. Shout out to the Boot Boys.
I ain't got no tips on you being a virgin, but it sounds like you a cuckold. So it sounds like you might want to watch her get fucked. So it sounds like you might want to see me drop that dick down on her. So I don't know if my girl going to be happy with that. But if we can figure it out, just send some pictures to the YMH email. And maybe, I don't know, man. Me and my girl might give me a pass for one. And I'll drop some BBC on her.
He's looking crazy. What's his name? Hey, bro, I got some advice for you. Next time you would just whip it out. Just whip it out.
But not if it's love.
Was just he out of there?
You just whip out a little dick, man. It's bro, it'd be sad. Motherfuckers start crying. You whip out a little dick, you start seeing.
That nigga sound like he 30 something though. How you a virgin?
He just trolling. That's why I'm his fan base.
He
just
you.
Be trolling. All right, I'm gonna jump to some video game shit just because I want to get it out the way with. Because I want to talk about I see the Twitch AI shit going on and all that, man. Motherfuckers jacking off the. You seen this going on?
Hell no. Nah.
With AI porn. No, man. I've been telling these niggas, man, I could be an AI. I might got it over these niggas. You know how bitches be making OnlyFans?
Right.
You can get an AI bitch. Make her drop an OnlyFans.
And niggas go crazy.
I've been on it first. Look, show them the AI bitches. These are not real bitches. This is AI.
Like computers? Like robots?
Nigga.
This bro, is not I a was bitch. At Complex Con, bro, and they had like a AI bitch. I thought that shit was weird. I walked off.
So I can have these. I can buy one of these. Just make her OnlyFans. Promote her page. Do my thing. Real pimping. AI pimping.
So, bro, it ain't gonna be jobs for nobody. It ain't gonna be jobs for the OnlyFans bitches. You can't, nigga. Everything in the grocery store gonna be self checkout.
I actually thought about it though.
It's taking over everything.
I feel like
you can't even jack off to a real bitch no more.
I feel better. Damn. I feel better about jacking off to an AI bitch.
Why?
Because I don't know what the real bitch went through in her life that got her to this point.
But that's why it's over the phone. That's your condom. You protect
but it. The AI bitch, like,
come on.
The AI bitch.
Hey, my Twitter is too popping right now for me to be looking at AI bitches. My Twitter is killing Pornhub. I refuse to look at AI bitches.
You see these bitches? You know I love these type of hoes too. This is all up my alley.
And my baby mama gonna kill me, but yeah, I ain't. Nah. Nah.
All right, Maxo Cream. I love you, man. Thank you for coming. But yeah, man. YMA Studios, man. We love y'all niggas, man. Hit up the motherfucking
gang signs, gang signs.
God damn it, you know it, man.
They gonna bleep
hit up the motherfucking email at motherfucking Danny at DannyBrownShow.com. You hit Danny at DannyBrownShow.com. Motherfucking voicemail 512-522-9256. 522-9256. Hit your boy up. Shout out Mexico. You got anything you want to shout out Mexico before you go? New album. Tell these niggas.
New album on the way. Persona Money Gang, RP Money Dude. You know what's going down.
Rest in peace, Money Dude, man. You already know what it is, man. Rest in peace, Michael Lear, man. We all put this motherfucker, man. Love y'all niggas. Wild Made Studios. Ah, on the set.